Stanley Younce pointed behind them hysterically, nearly stabbing Anya in the eye as she slid against the back seat to peer through the broken glass.
They're staying with us! They're right back there!
I can see that!
Rue took a hard left and skidded behind a line of traffic to head into an alley.
Wow! You're really good! I didn't even see this alley!
This alley has been here for a long time.
Rue kept the accelerator pinned to the floor, roaring through the alley. The walls were scarcely inches beyond his side mirrors.
Hey, don't you think you ought to slow down?
No, I don't.
Traffic!
Of course there's traffic, you idiot! Anya, where did you pick this one up?
Anya fired a burst from the machine pistol, but the bullet struck the wall on the right side of the car. Firing from a moving car wasn't her forte.
Did you shoot him?
I missed.
It's a car, Anya! How can you miss a car?
Shooting a moving car isn't as easy as it sounds.
The darkness in the alley gave way to the neon lights of the tourist district. Rue cut the wheel hard, downshifting to keep power to the transmission.
Oh, that's really good driving.
You brought your own cheering section, Anya?
The car following them through the alley wasn't as fortunate. The driver expertly cut the wheels and threw the vehicle into a sideways drift. It slammed into another car and knocked the other vehicle into oncoming traffic. The crash caused an immediate traffic snarl.
Shoot him!
There are too many bystanders.
Let me have the gun.
No, keep both hands on the wheel.
Rue spun the steering wheel just as a truck pulled out in front of him. He steered to the right, cutting through the chairs and tables of an outdoor cafe. Only a few customers had gathered there. All of them had been watching the action coming up the street and were already clearing the area when Rue swerved in their direction. The Alpha collected a number of dents as it roared through the furniture. Only scrap lumber and broken glass remained in its wake.
Wow!
Don't you know any other words?
Of course I do! I know a lot of words! I'm Stanley Younce, the writer!
Did you say Younce?
Yes!
I've read all your books! You're one of the better writers out there!
Thanks!
Rue cut the wheel hard to the right again, but his turn wasn't so clean this time. Despite his best efforts, the rear of the car tore loose and the side slammed into the corner of the building. He downshifted, keeping the accelerator floored. Anya watched as the two following cars dropped a little farther behind as they crossed the street more cautiously.
Take the next right and slow down as you go around.
Anya gathered her feet on the seat and knocked out the remaining sections of glass to clear the rear window.
What are you going to do?
Try to stop them. We can't just race through the city. If they don't catch us, the police will.
Rue pulled hard to the right, feathering the brake to lose speed.
I'm going left twice at the next two streets. Cut through the alley behind us to catch up.
All right.
Out of sight of the following cars for the moment, Anya scrambled through the back glass with the mini machine pistol in her left hand. Anya rolled into a crouch, drawing her sword. Just as the first car screeched around the corner, its bright lights stabbed into Anya's eyes. Just as quickly as it appeared, she had the pistol up. The bullets chopped into the windshield. She was vaguely aware of shadows inside the car shifting. She ran toward the vehicle. The pistol was empty, dead weight in her fist, but she knew she couldn't throw it away because chances were it would be identified by the police. Timing her jump perfectly, she leaped up just as the first car was about to collide with her, landing on the hood of the second. Reversing the sword effortlessly, she thrust it through the windshield and pierced the driver through the chest. The car's momentum tore the sword from her grip, and she let it go, leaping from the second car as it crashed into the first. Landing hard on the ground, Anya looked back at the cars and raised her hand. She reached into the otherwhere and felt the sword. She turned and ran through the alley. By the time she reached the street, Rue was just bringing the car around the corner. One of the car's headlights was missing. She crossed the street at top speed and got to the other side just as Rue got to the curb. He reached across and opened the passenger door so she could drop inside. Anya handed him the mini machine pistol.
Well?
Done.
Now, let's get rid of this car.
Rue pulled the vehicle into a wide alley a few blocks from where he had picked up Anya.
I take it we're not going to the police?
Not quite.
Oh.
There's no reason to spend the evening entertaining them. Surely you can understand that. The heroes in your novels don't like to be slowed down by law enforcement.
But this is real life. There are laws. We just can't run away.
Do you know who tried to kill us back there?
No.
Neither do I.
Rue walked to the back of the car, and Anya followed him. Stanley stayed rooted in his seat, seatbelt buckled. Anya stepped up to face the old man. He was trying to open the car's trunk, but it was jammed.
I want to know who told you I was looking for Thor's hammer.
Does it matter? Just help me. Don't be obstinate, Anya. The police will come along soon enough, and I'd rather be long gone from here.
Who told you?
Garin.
Garin called you?
Yes, is something wrong with your hearing?
Well, there was all that gunfire.
Stay out of it, Stanley. Why did Garin call you?
Because he wanted you clear of the situation.
What situation?
Actually, that's my question. I got a phone call from Garin telling me to keep you from looking for Mjolnir, and I didn't even know you were looking for it. Why are you looking for Mjolnir?
Garin didn't ask you to warn me off because he was worried about me. He was worried I might get to it before he did. Why is Garin looking for Mjolnir? And you're not?
Because the Mjolnir he's looking for is a sham.
Then Mjolnir does exist?
Jon's sword exists. Why shouldn't Thor's hammer?
Because it belonged to a god.
Everybody forgets that the Norse gods weren't gods when it came to immortality. They had to eat the apples Idun kept in order to maintain their youth. The Greek gods had the golden apples they had to eat.
I suppose some people could lead extended lives through some means.
An apple a day keeps the birthdays away.
Apples?
Well, the sword, for however long it lasts, I think. Now, could you help me with this trunk? I truly don't know any more about Garin's involvement in your current project than you do. I only came here because the two of you seem to be on a path that promised collision.
Anya hooked her fingers under the trunk lid and lifted.
Garin could have sent those men.
He could have, but I don't think he did.
Why?
Because Garin respects you enough that he tried to do it himself. Or he'd probably try to stab you in the back, but he'll do it himself.
Because he was trained that way?
Rue gave her a sour look, then reached into the trunk and brought out a quart bottle of bourbon. He grinned as he hefted the bottle. He uncapped the bottle and took a drink, then offered it to Anya.
No thanks.
Pity. Such a fine distillation, too.
You're taking time out for a drink?
Just a stiffener. But you need to get out of the car first, Mr. Jones.
I could call my attorney. He could get this whole thing straightened out. We didn't do anything wrong. Well, we didn't do too much wrong.
Doing our civic duty and going to the authorities will place us in harm's way, Mr. Jones.
How in harm's way?
Because we would be sitting ducks inside a police station.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You did once. In the assault on Ice Station Epsilon 2, Revenge of the Quaquad.
I'd forgotten about that. You really do read my books, don't you?
There's 34 of them so far. If I can, I'd like very much to have them autographed.
Sure.
Look, the Mutual Admiration Society is hereby officially dissolved. We need to be moving.
Sadly, she's right. I've got hotel rooms reserved. We can talk there. But Stanley, I really, truly need you to get out of the car.
Rue offered the bottle to Stanley.
Stephener?
Wow!
Wow, indeed.
Shouldn't we wipe down the car? We've left prints all over it.
No, this will take care of the need for that.
Rue moved to the car, grabbed Anya's backpack, and handed it to her. He emptied nearly the entire remainder of the bottle over the car's interior.
Are you putting the rest of that bottle on the engine?
No, I'm going to drink it when we get to the hotel.
Rue took a small sip from the bottle, then produced a lighter and held it just a few inches from his mouth. He spit flames like a circus fire eater and ignited the alcohol in the car.
Wow.
Show off.
We'll take a water taxi to Venice. Our hotel reservations are there.